for an update on state and regional news, here's Ariana Prothero in our studios at the Miami Herald.
Thanks, Wanda. An environmental assessment report has revealed more details about the proposed passenger rail service between Miami and Orlando. WLRN's Sarah Gonzalez has more.
The report lays out its preferred train station locations in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm Beach. Miami Station would be the largest of the three. Tracks would be built mostly on vacant land somewhere between Government Center and Overtown Metro Rail stations. The Fort Lauderdale Station would be on the north side of Broward between Northwest 2nd and 1st Avenue. And in West Palm, the station would be north of the City Place redevelopment and the Clematis Street District. All Aboard Florida and its consultants say they chose their layout and location based in part on minimizing street closures. Proposed layouts include raised tracks. Impacts on noise, traffic, and street crossing safety are expected, but the wait time for trains to cross are estimated to be just 52 seconds. I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.
And the Florida representative designated to become the next House Speaker in 2014 lost his bid for re-election. It's been more than 20 years since a designated House Speaker lost an election. It was an incredibly close contest between Lake Mary Representative Chris Dorworth and Democratic challenger Mike Cleland. It required a recount. Seminole County is performing a final manual recount today. Dorworth has been accused by critics of extravagant political spending and conflicts of interest. Dorworth was part of a class of lawmakers elected in 2008 and term limited out in 2016. The Republicans in his class selected Dorworth to serve as Speaker during their final 2 years in office. Now they've done some behind-the-scenes scrambling to replace him. Mary Ellen Klass in the Herald Times Tallahassee Bureau says Mare Island Representative Steve Crisafulli is the likely winner.
The way he lines up support is he gets pledge cards or he gets phone calls alleging pledges from the members of his class. And once he gets a majority of them, he can declare that he's been named the speaker designate for that group.
The designation won't be formalized until legislators are in Tallahassee for committee work later this month. And Veterans Day was yesterday, but today is also a holiday of sorts for two Miami-Dade public schools. It is the Monday after the Soul Bowl. One of the most famous rivalries in South Florida football is between the Miami Jackson Generals and the Miami Northwestern Bulls. The game draws thousands of fans and alums to the game. Among them was Annette Daniels, who graduated in 1975 and was a majorette at Miami Jackson.
So back then, that Monday was either we got our butts kicked or we kicked their butts. The spirit was high, always high, even if you won or lost. You just look forward to whatever the next year.
Tomorrow we'll bring you a story about how this famous rivalry is losing its steam and how the devoted alum are dealing with that. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Ariana Prothero.
With the fiscal cliff and deficit reduction, the nation's next Treasury Secretary will have their work cut out for them. Here's one potential replacement to fill Timothy Geithner's shoes, talking about overhauling Social Security.
It's never really moved the debate forward for one side or another to put a plan out there. It's only really worked well when the parties come together.
We'll look at a few possible candidates for that role coming up on Morning Edition in 12 minutes. Miami Book Fair International is 8 days filled with hundreds of authors, fun learning events for kids, and much more. November 11th now through the 18th in downtown Miami. A complete schedule and more details at miamibookfair.com and at 305-237-3258.
An actor talks about reality. For Veterans Day, Adam Driver from the hit show Girls and the new movie Lincoln joins us to talk from his experience as a Marine about why Veterans Day matters. That and your stories at 877-8MY-TAKE next time on The Takeaway from PRI, Public Radio International.
That's today at 9 o'clock here on